when you started off with our Nashville connection with Cameron Tilbury, moved over to writer and creator of Tut.com, Michael Dooley, and over to our ace writer, Bill Coles, followed by singer-songwriter Purdy, and then Ken Dodd, and of course the joys of finding out strange British food combinations, the British Food Fortnight. Where do you go from here to actually put the cherry on the top of the icing of that cake? Well, only the very best in terms of a fantastic TV show, which of course has been networked on Channel 4. It's been nominated by the British Academy for Comedy and Comedy Entertainment. It is, of course, Cardinal Burns, and we are so lucky to actually have Ken Dodd as the warm-up act. Yeah, believable. It's for the legendary Dustin Demery Burns. Dustin, how are you?
Hello, steady on, legendary.
Well, I feel, Dustin, that in many ways, we kind of reversed the order here, and we know that the fabulous fine folk, your agent Amy, bless her heart, shout out to Amy Melson, was listening to the online and said, they didn't know what happened, and we didn't quite know what happened either. We said they went into British Food Fortnight. You were in the London Underground, of course.
Do you know what? Yeah, I didn't look at the timings, and I jumped on the tube, and yeah, that was the best time to jump on the tube, taking a... Hey, radio phone call, but never mind.
And they say that comedy is the new rock and roll. Fantastic.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I tell you what, I'm so rock and roll, I'm just been shopping, getting my dinner for tonight in Sainsbury's.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
That's what I'm up to right now.
Other supermarkets are available, but we don't care. Yay!
Oh, I'm not allowed to say. Oh, well, never mind. Sorry.
looking at some of the sketches that are online, I must admit, I love the parallel parking sketch. That is just
so bad to have.
I mean, just to set the scene, two very cool dudes. And disco music in the background, everything sorted, it's really happening. A line outside, a bit like the Ritzy and Lincoln on a Saturday night, really, you'd expect.
Sounds good.
And then we have incidents, don't we, Dustin? We have challenges.
Well, we do. As we all know, you know, it's not always the easiest thing to sort of reverse park into a narrow space.
Exactly.
But, and yet, we really make a meal of it.
Starsky and Hutch and the professionals, they always used to do it so well. I just so
did. Yeah. But, you know, it's much funnier, you know, doing it badly. It was as fun to film as hopefully it is to see, because we got to write off an Audi, which was quite fun.
Well, I did think so. I mean, you know, I did put it to our managing editor at Siren 107.3 FM, Andrew David, maybe pass a couple of Audis. We have got a Lamborghini coming on in a few weeks' time, so, you know, let's have a go. And that's actually been driven by a chap who's doubling the stunt double for David Jason. Now, that's glamour. That's show business in the recent open all hours.
Did he do all his stunts?
David Jason actually is doubled by this particular chap, Ricky Ash, who's also been the double for Fiona Bruce, because he's the right height. He can even double when Fiona Bruce is portraying an action girl in an advert for Antiques Roadshow. But we're not here to talk about future strange things in the world. We're here to talk about Cardinal Burns actually on tour and coming to Lincoln. Yes, the Lincoln Drill Hall.
Can't wait.
Yes,
yeah.
is happening from this sort of point of view. Fantastic stuff. Quick question. I'll introduce you to a dynamic duo, because Jessica has headed off into the sunset. Having had her tickling stick sorted, she's moved off to sort a whole range of other bits and pieces. But Sue Royce and Holly Parker are in the studio. And Sue, I think you when we said it's going to be the Dustin Demery Burns... Who's in the? Who's going to be online if he's not in the London Underground or in a supermarket?
No, I'm walking through the market now.
Oh, shit. It's like keeping it real.
Glamour, darling, glamour.
I'm trying to decipher what's coriander and what's parsley. I can never tell.
Do you know, I felt for a moment, though, as though we'd gone all Alan Partridge on the whole thing. It was either that or Saxondale. It's amazing.
Yeah, no, I don't stay in the local Holiday Inn or whatever it was.
No, you've got class, that's the important thing. Carry on.
Yeah, hi, Dustin.
Hi.
You've done so many things just looking at the whole thing we've got here. You've got award nominations, you've been on the comedy circuit. What do you really like to do? Do you like theatre or do you like the TV stuff?
I like both. They're both sort of different, present different sort of challenges. They're both as rewarding in their own way. Live is great because it's Seb and I having a chance to, you know, try out an idea. Even if we've written it that day, we can sometimes try it out that very night, get an immediate reaction. And doing the live show itself is just, you know, is really fun because it's just pure. It's just us on stage, really. Mm-hmm. Maybe a few props and a few wigs, but that's essentially it. But then telly's equally great because, you know, you collaborate with so many great people and you're filming and it gets seen by such a wide audience. They both have so many pros, really. pros far outweighing the cons.
You see, he's emphasising the Mike Dooley positivity, isn't he? You know, that's why he's a success. You know, and obviously I say he's a success. We haven't forgotten about, obviously, Seb Cardinal, because that's a critical part of the whole thing as well. It's like Morecambe without Wise. You know, the two things sort of fit together. Now, as indeed Bob Mortimer, the Middlesbrough-born other half of Vic and Bob, said, a rare thing, a funny sketch show. I haven't done a Middlesbrough accent, because he couldn't understand me in Lincoln, but there we are. Robert Epstein, no related, of course, to the Epstein Theatre, or maybe he is, actually writes in The Independent on Sunday, it's sharply written, nicely paced, it feels fresh, and it... Hello. It made me snort. Oh, we are. Snort what, Robert? But never mind. Yeah. It's a fantastic thing. You can actually go and see the fabulous Cardinal Burns at the Drill Hall in Lincoln on the 3rd of October. Obviously, just about work through that. Again, it's a fantastic, glorious, glamorous event that we've actually got here, Dustin, because obviously last night, in fact it's tomorrow night, you're at the Beck Theatre in Hayes. And then of course it's Lincoln on the 3rd of October, which is next week, of course, Salford Quays, Western Supermare Playhouse, the Kidderminster Town Hall, and of course, just for you, Holly, from the point of view of your Yorkshire background, the Harrogate Theatre in Harrogate on the 11th of October.
Oh. Yeah, looking forward to that. My mum used to live in Harrogate on Ripon Road, so I'm excited about that one.
Had a lot of bikes in the summer, obviously, because of the French racing, some of the things, etc.
And a lot of Gilbert and Sullivan fans.
And a lot of Gilbert and Sullivan fans. And actually, I'm thinking, Dustin, maybe that could be the challenge for a possible sketch routine: Gilbert and Sullivan on a bike.
Yeah.
As opposed to Gilbert O'Sullivan on a bike, which would be much easier to do, but with bigger hair. It's our job, Dustin, to keep you entertained whilst you're wandering through the supermarket, so that's what we like to feel. But we need to go over to Los Angeles, so astoundingly, we have to ask you those last two questions, and they are, have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us on the programme today, Dustin?
It's surpassed all my expectations. It's been emotional.
I feel as it has been an experience, I feel. Just getting the connection going, you know? It was lip and tuck. Was it going to be Ken Dodd's answer phone? Or was it going to be Dustin's? You know, it's fantastic. So can we look forward to featuring you again in the very near future?
Absolutely. Thanks for having me. And thank you for... chatting. I look forward to doing the show. I can't wait.
Dustin, Demry Burns, part of the fantastic duo Cardinal Burns. Obviously, we need to feature Seb Cardinal as well. We will in full, because thanks, of course, Amy. A round of applause, please. Yes, he got there in the end.
Bruh. Yes, we did. And thanks, sir.
Two kids by 21, you're probably gonna die alone. At least that's what tradition told you. Jack and Jill went up the hill. Jack burned out on booze and pills. And Mary had a little lamb. Mary just don't give a damn no more.
Harsh, but possibly true.
From LA to Lincoln and via sirenonline.co.uk to the world, it's time for the midweek drive to connect with investigative filmmaker and planetary truth seeker, the one, the only, Phil Leoners.
And hopefully we made him smile, because he's a little bit down. Brave little soldier, wouldn't it have cold? Never mind, Phil Leoners, we're on your side. The positivity is palpable in the studio, and as you predicted last week, the team are beginning to reassemble in all sorts of wonderful ways as the trees change colour, and in at least deciduous trees, obviously evergreens stay the same, but from that point of view we continue ever onwards. How are you, Phil Leoners?
Alex's angels assemble. I like that. How am I? I am sick as a dog. I am death warmed over. It may have had something to do with that shepherd's pie in an egg roll.
Yes.
I don't think it was properly refrigerated, and but I thought I was going to finally make some breakfast after the show, but all that talk about food made me so hungry.
Well, there we are. A little bit of tastiness. What can you do when you've got a comedy duo like Dustin Burns and Cardinal Burns, and you're doing Ken Dodd as well? But we haven't found out, Phil, and on your behalf I asked this question. A few months ago, Holly went off to a convention in London with a very interesting costume. What costume were you dressed as, or what did you wear, Holly?
The Face of Mae West.
The Face of Mae West.
Salvador Dali.
Salvador Dali, exactly. And what was the response at this convention when you went dressed with The Face of Mae West?
Nobody knew who I was.
Nobody knew who Holly was.
Although, which sounds really bitter. For Halloween before, I dressed as a Lichtenstein portrait, right? Yeah, so I did the whole pop art thing. And I saw someone dressed as that and I thought, how clichéd is that?
How clichéd.
But everyone knew who she was and absolutely no one knew who I was, which was a bit disappointing.
Salvador Dali, yeah, Mae West. Oh, so. We just needed to know. That's important because I felt it was hanging. It was like unfinished business, really. We never quite managed to get that nailed, really.
It was good fun, though. It was really good fun.
Excellent.
But...
So
I'm so disappointed that not at least one person looked at her. And
well, people
said,
asked.
Well, but I wanted at least one person to greet you by saying hello, Dolly.
Hey. Oh, boom boom! Exactly.
I've been listening to Ken Dodd, and like Ken Dodd, I've spent a lot of time writing old material. So this is. Exactly. I've never heard of Ken Dodd before. Is that bad?
Well, it's a bit. Sue, is it bad that Phil has never heard of Ken Dodd, the tickling stick meister, the head of the Diddy Men, the Titty Filarious, Tatty Filarious?
No, because you have now, and that's the main thing. You have now. He's definitely a very British institution. You can't really have comedy in the same sentence without Ken Dodd.
And from an American
a British institution, much like Scotland, is still a British institution.
Oh, well, Bob.
What, too soon? Too soon? It does bother me that I don't know Ken Dodd because, as Alex knows, I'm so fond of especially the British comedic tradition. But every few weeks, I'm introduced to someone, and I think, how did I never know this person? Like, I've been a Steve Coogan fan, an Alan Partridge fan for so many years, and it wasn't until seeing The Trip that I'd ever heard of Rob Brydon. And now, of course, I'm a big Rob Brydon fan because I have two eyes, two ears, a brain, and a heart, so how could I not be? But it is amazing, the cultural institutions that don't make the trip, at least onto our television over there.
And that is part of the magic, really. It's curious, actually, because obviously Los Angeles presumably engaging in, I think, slightly less fraught heat waves than they were. I mean, we were hearing, obviously, on Andrew David's Drive Time show on Monday, where he was talking to somebody in Portland, Oregon. There was a fabulous academic there whose name has actually eluded me, but I'll find it out before too long. Anyway, the fall was actually striking. Do you have fall as such in Los Angeles, or is it just a case of, no, you just get a different kind of smog in the air?
Fall is traditionally the season where the leaves melt off the trees.
Mm.
In Los Angeles, September
they
and
fall,
October,
in other right? words.
They not, literally fall.
They
yeah.
don't autumn,
I mean,
they fall.
Listen, the September and October here in Los Angeles, because we are a desert, is always particularly warm. We get these dry Santa Ana winds, which is why I always get sick at this time of year. They're very strong, very dry, dusty, dirty winds that come up in September and October. So that's our seasonal change. But I like to go hiking a great deal, and generally if I go hiking up into the mountains, say about January, then I will start to see some real autumn colors.
Wow.
Yeah, well, it does, but, you know, can he actually compare with Lincoln? New academic year starting, new postgraduate excitements working through that? I don't think so. Just a hell, it's happiness is where you make it, as Mike Dooley would say. Actually, he may not say that, but still. Hopefully it helps. That's the important thing. Holly.
Ken Dodd.
Okay, exactly. He would, indeed. Yeah, precisely. What would you like to ask for the Lienus? Because it's been many a month since you spoke to the Lienus Meister, Holly, of course.
It has. It's been a long summer, and... What have you been up to? And on a genuine level, what have you been up to? How was the? You had a new project, didn't you, with roller skates?
Yes.
How
yes,
has that
this
gone?
This is really the reason I'm sick, is that I spent increasingly for the past 5 weeks all-nighters six or seven nights in a row. I was working about 24 hours a day to get the film into a good enough condition to submit to Sundance, because we have some very big people pulling for us to try to get into Sundance. We still have 2 more months to finish the movie, but I really I gave everything I had to make the film as presentable as possible. So now I get to start turning my sights onto what's next, which is probably shooting the remaining half of the sequel to my documentary, The Truth Is Out.
Shall I give you a little sneak reveal? I kind of revealed in the first part of the program, if you were listening to the whole thing, but something which I think even Phil will have a little yelp of excitement about, really. Would you like that, Phil? Would you like a possibility of a yelp of excitement?
I don't know if I yelp, but...
Annette Andre, of course, the ace actress, of course, Randall and Hopkirk deceased, Jeannie, of course, in there, a whole heap of other things, normally delivers, of course, the letter from upstate New York, who has recently moved to California. She will be in the studio on October the 14th. 15th, I should say. 15th. She will be here with us. Yes. There. That was a wow as opposed to a yelp, but I think it meant the same. That's the important thing. So you see, you can engage.
Even through illness, we can wow.
Exactly, precisely. That's the key thing. It's like a journey that we work through. You'd say it's fresh as flu, actually. In fact, we had a couple of people who were scheduled for the show today who had to withdraw. But, you know, life continues. We send best wishes to Duchess, of course, who is the lead singer with the band Space Elevator. She's got some viral plague scenario, which meant she phoned up. Well, she didn't phone up, actually. She's texted me, say she'd lost her voice. Makes sense, really. You wouldn't want to phone out and say, I've lost my voice. That's really good. And Emma Tinson, who was also due to be making her debut, she was a bit poorly as well. But there we are. You just have to keep on going. That's the important thing.
I am very close to losing my voice, which is not a good thing, because tomorrow, Alex, as you may know, we are doing a live installment of our weekly podcast, Chill Pack Hollywood Hour, in front of a big crowd of most loyal Chill Pack Hollywood Hour listeners and some of our greatest guests. I may not be able to go on.
Oh, listen, Phil.
Dose up on Lemsips.
And use Semaphore. Either of those two techniques will be used. You could use the flags to actually sort of, you know, coordinate with Dean what's being said. And, of course, the fruit juices can actually sort of help as well. So it will be fine. We know that. We'll be safe.
Well,
notice we weren't invited. We weren't invited to go to the thing. You know, I'm saddened by that. I thought the jet could have been made ready. We could have flown over there. But, no, never mind. You've forgotten about your English fans.
Look, I was planning on using the tickle stick regardless.
Yeah.
At the event.
Yeah, well, that makes perfect sense. Holly.
Hey, you know what? Next time Lily Holloman is in Chicago shooting exteriors for her TV series Shameless, we should get an audio postcard of her sampling the aforementioned
Shepherd's Pie
in egg roll.
Yeah, we can see how it works then.
Exactly. The challenge is there, Miss Hollyman. Go for it. That's the important thing. Meanwhile, back with the universe.
The thing that most forget while dreamily looking off into the horizon for the ship of their dreams is that such ships never sail in, but are actually built beneath their very feet. Oh, we owe the universe.
Leon. It's amazing, really. It just works in every sense of the word, really, quite literally. So
that's always been one of my favorites,
and
it actually made me think, now that I'm starting to hear these 2 or 3 times each, that maybe it's time for me to start recording some parodies.
Oh, I can you parody the Notes from the Universe? I actually we will have to speak with Mike about possibly doing another new batch. But then again, how can you? It's like classic Star Trek, you know. Exciting that William Shatner conceivably returning to the next Star Trek movie with Leonard Nimoy.
No.
Yes. Yeah. Breaking news. Well, basically a few days ago, but it's still very exciting. I'm sure it would have been spoken of in hushed tones with the other Canadian co-presenter, Dean Hagland, on the Chill Pack Hour, which is, of course, Chill Pack Hollywood. Ace stuff.
Yeah, if I hadn't written off the new Star Trek movies altogether for being the utter load of rubbish that they are.
You see, it's the...
Separate entity. Take them as a separate entity and they are good.
There you are. The words of Holly Parker. Take them as a separate entity.
Well, no, the last one was actually a very bad movie. I mean, it was an actively bad and really almost reprehensible movie.
It had Simon Pegg in it. How was it bad?
Well, they all had Simon Pegg in it.
Yeah, exactly. So how were they bad?
And oh my goodness, Simon Pegg has done some of the worst movies of the last.
Are you criticizing Hot Fuzz? Are you criticizing Hot Fuzz?
I was looking. Next week, I'll come up with a list of the ones that you don't even know about because they didn't get released. How about that?
I found that a Fantastic Fear of Almost Everything, and that was a good film.
Yeah. Which was?
A Fantastic Fear of Almost Everything.
Oh, the Fear of Everything. Yeah.
He's got a cold, Holly. Don't pressurize the man.
No, you're right. That was very good. No, Simon Pegg is a genius. There's no question about it. But he's also an actor for hire. And an actor for hire only has so much control over the material. In other words, none. No control.
Next week, that other bastion of happiness, Peter Franklin, will be joining us live from New York, which is great stuff, as well as, of course, the return, hopefully, of Phil Leonis. But he hasn't been asked those last two questions, so Holly, off you go. Prove you've still got the magic, whether or not you're wearing the Mae West shirt or otherwise. Go for it.
Have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us today?
I can't even remember a thing. I'm high as a kite on cough syrup. I've got an open container of paint thinner here, but I'm sure it was great.
Apart from Simon Pegg.
What about Simon Pegg?
Doesn't matter.
Never heard of him.
Look forward to talking to you next week.
Sure.
We'll be back just after midnight. Just after midnight, Katie Grimerson joins us on the show. Midnight Los Angeles time, that is. Richard Fitzwilliams is ever back with us. Ian Lennox returns. Derek Okora from Britain's Most Haunted, as opposed to Hainted. We'll be talking about his relationship expert, Donna Dawson, and Mark Jones. We'll be talking about Frenvies, phenomenon of Frenvies. And William Sitwell will join us together with Professor Douglas Davis, who'll be talking about the increasing trend for designer funeral hearses. Apparently lots of people like pink Cadillacs or possibly tandems for their final hearse.
Clint Eastwood make an appearance with the pink Cadillac.
Only if he can get Simon Pegg to appear with him, presumably. That's 8:30 tomorrow morning. We'll be back, of course, as ever, with another Midweek Drive next week. Sue, have you enjoyed it?
It's been fabulous. Get well soon, Phil.
Holly, have you enjoyed
it? Thank you.
It's good to be back.
Marvellous. Let's save that line. Get well soon, Phil Linus.